Blog Talk Radio.
Death before dishonor, loyalty lives.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking, and I'm saying, keep it as a reminder. Forever stay loyal, never dishonor. Things didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution, and you're part of the problem. So we're looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. The time is now no longer, can I stand any more stolen? Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no longer.
Hello, and welcome to The Race. My name is Colby. You can find me on Twitter at Cat5Colby. That's K-A-T-5Colby. And today, I actually have my co-host here, and on time. It's a good day.
Yes, it is a good day. Hey, this is Rome. You can find me on Twitter at VibeInRome, which I've been using frequently.
You know, you say that every week, but today was the first day that I've actually seen you tweeting like a normal person, not just like whenever you update Facebook. You're moving up in the world, but can we talk about this for a second? Because I don't appreciate every tweet being you trying to bash me or trying to one-up me or whatever. That's not cool. That's not what I signed up for when I told you to get your butt on Twitter.
You know, never satisfy a lady. This just goes to show it right then and there. And, look, get what you take. You get what you signed up for. This is what you signed up for. You want me to tweet more? There you go. And not all of them are about you anyway, so stop acting like, you're my whole tweeting world. Calm down.
Let me go to my my mentions here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, a favorite, 13, 14 in a row. From you.
You know, you failed to mention that you started it, so just saying.
I didn't. You jumped in my mentions.
You started it by talking trash about me stealing your little hashtag and blah, blah, blah.
That's okay, great. I'm glad you brought this up. For you to know, and this is so that everybody, I've got everyone listening as a witness, stealing tweets is bad. I would say illegal,
well,
but it's not
then.
That serious. That's what I'm saying. Don't do it. So when you copy everything, and I know what you do. You just highlight it. You do that little control C, and you go over to the little tweet field, and you go, you click in it, and you go control V, and you're like, tweet this and change at Vibe and Rome to at Cat5Colby, and hit tweet. And I'm like, no, you don't do that. That's tweet stealing. That's bad. Learn your Twitter etiquette.
So the first story today is about the sinkhole.
You're a jerk.
As you guys are aware, a sinkhole swallowed half of this guy's house while he was sleeping, and he's buried alive under it. And they can't even get to him because they feared that, you know, the sinkhole is going to grow and or swallow them with it. So all efforts to try to get him out of the sinkhole were ceased. So he ended up passing away, being buried under dirt and his house. And so they're going to leave him there for a while until they can get the sinkhole under control. Colby, have you heard anything about that?
No, but way to start us out on a positive note.
Oh, anytime.
No, I hadn't heard. Although, wait. No, that's not the one I heard. I heard of one I guess there's a lot of sinkhole news going on, I guess because we're in Florida. I heard of one happening behind somebody's house. I didn't even click on it because I'm so used to hearing about sinkholes, like whatever. It happened behind somebody's house and nobody got hurt and blah, blah, blah. But no, I didn't hear about that. That's a very depressing story.
This guy was in his bed in Dreamland and the ground opened up below him.
What a way to go. Like, that, I don't know if that would be, that couldn't be, you know what? I bet he had that, like, falling sensation, except it was real.
Yeah. Just maybe, a little bit.
I feel really bad talking about this and trying to make jokes about this. Like, I'm going to hell.
I just find it interesting, like, they're putting this on blast. Like, they have yet to stop talking about this guy in the sinkhole. And it's like, okay, I understand, all right, two, maybe three threats about this thing. Okay, big sinkhole, swallow this guy while he's sleeping. Next post. We can't go get this guy because the sinkhole is expanding and the guy's already deceased. And then the third one would be, like, up down the sinkhole, you know, neighboring people, beware, move out, gather your belongings, and call it a day. What was interesting about it was they started looting. Well, that's still the appropriate term for it. They started looting, you know, the stuff that they could get to. Well,
From his house?
Yeah, from his house. Like, all people stuff. And I mean, it was just family and friends and all, but, you know.
Family and friends. Yeah, those are good friends. You're dying and they're stealing your stuff.
No, you're already passed. There's no dying. You're done.
Okay, you're dead and they're stealing your stuff. Still, that's still, like, not
so
cool.
I don't like that to be thinking about it, and they're putting that on the spotlight, too. It's like, all right, the guy's not going to clearly be able to use this stuff anymore, but I don't see why you need to take his valuables out of the house. Whatever. So.
Sounds like you almost feel some type of way about that.
I know, just so. If you're not going to try to dig them out of it, leave them be. And try to rectify and try to prevent anybody else from getting hurt in the sinkhole. So I don't see why this keeps making headline news.
But you're just mad you keep hearing about it. You're not mad about the poor guy that died and him, all his stuff being stolen. You're just mad you have to keep hearing about it.
Like you said, it's a odd way to go because you don't know how quick it is. So to speak. Because, yeah, like you said, the falling sensation generally wakes people up. So it's not like he died in his sleep. But if you want to take another positive topic, be my guest.
I guess none of them are really positive. Like, do positive things even make the news anymore?
It does. I have one for you. A baby is cured of HIV.
Way to steal that. Like,
hey. All right,
go on.
I saw opportunity to, you know, took it upon myself.
I did see that, though.
You did see it. Well, yes, a baby in Mississippi is the only on record person to survive or to be fully cured of HIV. And it wasn't through some long, drawn-out, expensive treatment either. It was just a general treatment that they give to the patients that have HIV.
But it was just the fact that he's so young, or was it a boy or a girl? What's his name? How old was he? Come on.
Asking all them questions. What are you asking all them questions for?
Would you rather me be making statements than assuming? Like, because I can do that. No
I don't
problem.
Know. She is a baby girl in Mississippi. She was born with the HIV. Courtesy of her mother. And, she started receiving treatment and cured.
That's so cool, though.
That is pretty cool. And hopefully they can, like, try to create a vaccine for, you know, other people that are affected with HIV. So, how's that for pop?
Yeah. That's very positive. I applaud you, sir.
Wait for it.
I applaud you. Wait for it. I've got it somewhere. Here we go.
Wait for it. Still wait. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
I applaud you.
Yeah.
Don't get cocky, though.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's see. We're talking about kids. Here's one. You're a jerk. Who let you near the buttons?
They're so pretty.
Okay, all right. So I got into kind of like a discussion about this one. Hopefully she's listening in now and could call. That would be awesome. But I just got a tweet from her saying she's been drinking too much. So shout out to Kelly.
All right.
But you know, I have to precede my stories with a little background. Anyway, there's a first grader. I don't remember where she is. Okay, so a little bit of etiquette here. If a person wants to be called a certain gender, use those pronouns. Okay, just covering that real quick. She was born a boy. Her name is Koi Mathis. Kind of a cool, I like that first name. Like, I kind of wavered on it, but I like it. Anyway, Koi Mathis was born a boy, and she dresses like a girl, plays like a girl, talks. I guess she talks like a girl. Basically, she's a girl. The issue, like I said, she's first grade. The issue with it is the school is having issue with it because they're not, would you like me to say issue again? They don't want her using the girls' bathroom because she's got boy genitalia.
Of course. Makes sense.
I don't...
Looks like a girl.
I'm, like, so not sure about this, though, because I feel like if she's a girl, if she's got, like, the mentality of a girl, and she feels like she's a girl, and she thinks like a girl, and girl, 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 then let her pee like a girl. Like, I mean... It's not, I don't see why it's a big deal. I could see maybe, possibly, if it was a girl wanting to be like a boy because of the whole urinal situation, but there's fault. Like,
slightly difficult,
I don't understand.
For you.
What?
It's slightly difficult for girls to pull that off.
You know, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, this is true.
But I mean, and... When I was talking to Kelly about it, her point was that, you know, she's got kids, both a boy and a girl, and she's like, I just don't know. The thing is, you can't expect your kid, you can't raise your kid to expect the world to adapt to them. And when she made that point, I was like, that is solid. Like, I cannot argue with that at all. Like, you just gotta deal with the way that the world is, and it sucks that a kid might have to learn that young.
Right.
And part of the story is, too, that the school gave, I guess, the family, because now it's kind of a family issue, they're all involved, the option of, well, she can go into the nurse's bathroom, which is, you know, family bathroom, or she can go into the girls' bathroom, either way. Or, I mean, the boys' bathroom, excuse me. Either way. And then on that issue, do you really have nothing to add to this? On that issue,
I'm
I feel like...
Shocked. I'm shocked. Go ahead. Finish ranting.
That's
I'm
me.
Just
shocked and awe. Thank you very much. I did a little bow there, but you couldn't see it. No, on that subject, if you've got this kid that looks like a girl and acts like a girl and basically identifies as a girl going into the boys' bathroom, then the boys are going to be like, what's going on? Like, why are you in here? And then they're going to, like, I would think that little boys might get a little sensitive to the fact that, why is there a girl in here? And I don't know if at that age you're kind of there yet or not, but...
Probably like, why does this girl have the same equipment that I have?
That too. Yeah, I didn't even think, well...
What?
It would depend, because... Yeah, I mean, I just... I get that... Like I said, I totally agree with Kelly. You know, you can't expect the world to accommodate your child for the rest of their life, and the sooner that they learn that, the easier it'll be for them. But on the other hand, understand how it would be easier at this age to just be like, you know what, go with it. Like, go do what you want to do that's going to look right and feel right and all that. But then again, on the other hand, I guess I have three hands, you're kind of avoiding the conversation, I guess. I don't know what I would do if I had a transgender kid. I feel like I would get, like, so confused. I wouldn't want to, like, do them wrong, you know? But then you don't know what doing right is for them.
Right. I'm actually speechless. This is a rare, rare opportunity for cracking jokes. Wow. I don't know. My thought process is, like, the way, you know, kids identify themselves is how their parents identify them. So, as a boy, you know, I was quick to put it all on the parents, saying, you know, you're addressing him as a girl, so of course he's going to think he's a girl. But I'm reading the follow-up article about how being transgendered is not a mental disorder, it's a diagnostic manual. So.
What? Did you just pull out? No.
What?
What you just said. I'm just going to let that go. On that subject, though, like, on that part of it, there is, like, there's a picture of her, and, yeah, she's in a dress, but her hair is purple, and it is, like, collarbone length.
Right.
And something that Kelly mentioned, she's like, well, it takes a while to grow out your hair like
right.
that. And that would be a parent decision to not cut it. And it would be a parent
exactly.
decision to dye your hair. First off, why are you dyeing a first grader's hair? Like, stop that. I don't care what gender, what color, what
right.
anything. Don't dye your freaking kid's hair when they're, like, in elementary school. Okay, maybe fifth grade. Okay, fine. Excuse me. But first grade's kind of young to have that kind of chemicals around your head. But I digress.
I was saying, like, is this on the parents right now? Because isn't that how you have a boy, you know, have blue room, have him have little basketballs, a soccer ball to kick around, building blocks, train, not dolls and dresses and, you know, so on, so forth. But that's a very, very interesting topic. Good job, Colby. You did well today.
Why, thank you, co-host. Know your place. Don't try me.
You see, this is why I don't compliment you. I give you a compliment and you just down. You know, never
no, no,
again.
No. It's not what you said, it's how you said it. You have been trying me all freaking day. I'm over it. Know your place. I'm done.
That was actually a genuine compliment. There was no sarcasm in that one. Maybe about a little bit. But aside from that,
so what?
Compliment, and you just, you know, shot it down. So don't worry about getting another one from me.
I won't, because most of them are fake anyway.
You're welcome.
Did you hear about, back on topic, kind of, sort of, not really. Did you hear about the Miss Delaware Teen USA? Possibly be, you did, okay. Possibly being Miss YouPorn. So I guess YouPorn is like YouTube for porn. I don't really know. I've never been there. But anyway, there were like allegations of her thinking, like, God, I just said allegations. That came off the tip of my tongue, too. I didn't even have to think about it.
Big word. Dark.
See, this is why we don't get along. That right there.
You started it again. I was being nice, playing nice, and then all of a sudden shot down. So, yeah.
No, I was being nice. Drone, shh. Go to your corner.
Never.
No, but there were people saying that she was in porn. Or no, there was a porno that came out that the girl in it looked like her. And so from there, she was kind of like, I guess you could say, offered this, title, I guess, of YouPorn. Like, they wanted her to be in ads and stuff. I don't know if she took him up on it. I don't think they did. I don't know. But now, on top of all of this, this all happened, you know, within, like, the past week. Now, all of a sudden, she's wanted for failure to appear.
Really?
Yep. As if she didn't have enough going on. Oh, and the other part, sorry, I'm backtracking a little bit, so unorganized tonight. What?
Listening.
Oh, there you go first. She did, like, say that she wasn't the one in the video. The porno wasn't her, but
right.
Then she goes and gives up her crown.
Yeah.
That makes sense, and because that makes it look like you're not guilty.
Right. If it's not you, keep the crown. I mean, I'm looking at her now. It kind of looks like her. Same color hair, similar features, but I wouldn't say, yes, that's her.
Exactly. But anyway, the...
Yeah, that's a red flag. Yeah, it was me. I just lied.
Exactly.
People can get some basketball. If it's you, yeah, I did porn, and what? So? How you guys think I got so popular? Other celebrities do porn, and they become millionaires. I'm not going to mention any names.
I was waiting for it, too. I was waiting for, like, the cough and the name.
No. I told you I'm not going to give that particular celebrity a time of day.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the charges that she is wanted for, well, obviously, I said, you know, it's, now the term eludes me, failure to appear. But that was for possession of alcohol and theft. So, how do you, like, don't they check your background and stuff for pageants? Do they, maybe, for, like, big ones, like Miss Teen USA? It's kind of a big one.
Yeah, it is. It generally is. But, yeah, she slipped through the cracks somehow.
Yes. I mean, maybe they don't. I don't know.
Interesting.
Well, yeah. Let's take a music break. This is Shutterbug. We had a request from Brandon for this one, so here you go.
I keep it player, why some choose to play it safe? Why check the resume? It's risky business in the AA. And I've been witness to this disarray ever since the 10th grade. We went from rock and break to the 10th phase. I twist my A-head to the side just for style. Or throw on the Gucci bucket with the fly, super fly. Wow, the Southern private known to shut it down. It ain't so country though, nigga. This ain't no Goma pile. I'm Sergeant Slaughter. I keep my shit cooked to altar in order to satisfy my people in Georgia and cross the border. And across the border, the essays are getting smarter. They got flour for tortillas and lettuce for enchiladas. If you follow, wink, wink, no doubt we don't speak in a blink. Them folks could have you sleeping in the clink. I'm shitting on niggas, ain't peeing on the seat. It's that nigga, the B-I-G-B-O-I-O-U-T. Now party people in the club, it's time to cut a rug. And throw the loose up in the sky just for the shut the bug. I'm double fisted and you empty, you can grab a club. Boy, stop, I'm just playing, let me grab your lug. It's after 12 club like a high B. A beehive cause not everybody wasn't around me. Could it be the way that the verses founding came up on the ghetto boys and the underground king toys? I had a chrome calling Richard Brown things. Hanks looked like Rubia when the sun was shining. Known to keep a bad bitch, no niggas beside me. And that finger on the trigger case niggas is clowning. Not to flex but to protect my neck like the Wu-Tang. Self-preservation is the rule when you do aim. Or getting something more sinister. You gotta be the finisher. Making so the doctors they can't replenish him. Or bring him back to life. Back to reality. Gon' get on some hoes, leave it alone. Triple OG status, A-Town's very own. Now party people in the club, it's time to cut a rug. And throw the juice up in the sky just for the shut the bug. I'm double fisted and you empty, you can grab a club. Boy, stop, I'm just playing, let me tap you up.
what you want. And if you wanna free, go free. Cut and run, cut and run.
Now party people in the club, it's time to cut the rug. And throw the loose up in the sky just for the shut the bug. I'm double fisted and you empty, you can grab a club. Boy, stop, I'm just playing, let me tap your love.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Race. I'm your host, Colby, and my co-host, Rome, is here with us, too.
Yes, I'm here. You can stop saying...
I'm so happy to be here. What?
I think you put so much emphasis on the co-host part. Everybody knows I'm the co-host. You don't have to keep saying it.
That's right. I'm sorry. What did you just say? Everybody knows what?
You heard me. That was a good song, though. I like that. Listen to it later. Coming back into it, the next topic of discussion is Jody Ayres. I think I pronounced that right. If you don't know, she is the one that shot her lover in the face and stabbed him 27 times.
That's love. Then,
yes, that is love. Because... And you should check out a reason for it. The reason that she said that she did it was because she thought he was cheating on her and that he was going to leave her. Now, after she did this, she went to go meet up with another guy in another country, or not country, another state, you know, to be with him and spend time with him. So, kind of interesting how that worked out, right?
Very.
Yeah. So
is that all?
And, yeah, well, they're comparing it to the Casey Anthony case, like you so well put. But instead of this lady killing her daughter,
like Casey Anthony did.
Yeah. She killed her 31-year-old, no, her boyfriend. And then denies it. I didn't do that. Okay, maybe I did do that, but I didn't do that. Do you want any comment for this?
I was just laughing at you struggling, that's all. No, not really. I haven't been keeping up with it, to be honest. And I know you gave me crap about it, but I haven't been keeping up because I'm busy and I have things to do. But I kind of I was over it with, like,
crap.
As in, you know, more than Twitter, work and school and things. Anyway, I got over the whole big case, everybody in an uproar, get you heated type thing after Casey Anthony. I mean, I'm just over it. Done. Because then, like, you get mad and you pick a side and then your side loses and you're like, you know what? This country and its judicial system. I'm over it. It doesn't work. I'm done. And I've been there before. I don't want to be there again. It's a sad place. Sad, dark, and lonely. And I don't want to go there.
All right. So do you want to change the subject? Since you feel that strongly about it. I didn't know you felt that way.
Well, now you do. I have a little story. Stop laughing at me. I'm very serious about all of this.
I'm with you. I'm not laughing at you.
I'm not laughing. In South Korea, there was, I guess, this, like, really big promotion at McDonald's. And so these teenagers went in and they ordered shit ton of fries. And they, like, enough to cover several tables. McDonald's french fries. Mm-hmm. And then they got kicked out for it.
Did they pay for it?
Yep. They, it cost,
it cost
$250 worth of McDonald's French fries.
Who buys French fries? Makes me happy.
Well, yeah. I mean, they had a sale on fries, and so the kids went and bought a bunch. And then, like, I guess the man, yeah, the manager got mad because, you know, people, like, normal, regular people who don't order a bunch of fries, all of their orders were held up. And so everybody was mad, but they were having a potato party, is how they put it.
Not too shabby.
Because
speaking
there's
of
nothing
Korea,
better
though.
To do in South Korea.
No, apparently not. Did you hear about North Korea? I don't know. Maybe you do know this guy. I don't know how well-versed you are in sports. Dennis Rodman, former Chicago Bulls basketball player. You know? Heard of the guy?
Nope. I know the name.
Crazy antics.
I don't
you know
the
name.
Freaking sports.
Well, I figured you would have thought, seeing how, you know, you just covered a topic that is south of where he just came from. Anyway,
there
he visited
Korea for a reason.
And to just discuss various topics with them. And the only thing that the leader had for Dennis when he got back was just to tell the president to call him. But,
yo, Mr.
The
president,
leader,
call me.
Yeah, pretty much. The leader, and the reason I guess this is such big news is because the North Korean government has nuclear warheads pointed in our direction.
Right. We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So another reason why I thought you would have saw it. But, you know, it's okay. I'll let it slide.
Maybe he's
and,
a spy.
Yeah. Dennis Rodman's a spy. That'll be, you know what? It's completely believable.
How freaking awesome would that be? He's a freaking spy. He's like, yeah, I just, you know, scoped out all the bombs and everything. I dismantled them, so they're not going to go off in our direction. Instead, they're going to go up and straight back down. And you're welcome, Mr. President. I just wanted to call you. I wanted you to call me so that I could let you know.
Right. How things end up.
That'd be pretty awesome. You can't even deny that.
The leader there, his name is Kim something or other. I'm not going to kill his name. So his last name is something or other for the time being. So the reason why the leader allowed him to come over is because he's a huge basketball fan and followed Dennis Rodman while he was on the Chicago Bulls, you know, taking championships and along with Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and everybody else, who's also a basketball fanatic. So you guys know what I'm talking about. Unfortunately, Colby doesn't because he doesn't pay attention to other cool stuff like that. Anyway, so he's on the century and stuff, and he's young. He's not even 30 yet. I think he was 28. The president of the country later. Pretty interesting. But you're quiet. I like it.
Oh, shush.
So I'll keep on going then. I'll keep the ball moving. I like this. This is slowly.
No. You can stop now. He can stop now. I've got a very interesting little story that your techie self might would say approve of, but that doesn't quite matter. Enjoy. So Apogee, I guess I said that right, did a study on mobile app dependency. And,
really?
Yeah, really. I know. And they looked at several different countries, including France, Germany, Spain, the UK, and the US. This is based in Barcelona. And they basically just wanted to see how much people are dependent on their apps. And I wish that they would have, like, described it better in this article, because this is straight off of Apogee.com. What? Why are you interrupting me? What are you saying? What?
I said, of course not. Keep talking. I'm just adding commentary from time to time. It's what I do.
Okay. Anyway, the basic premise of it was 82% of those surveyed across all of the different countries say they can't go a day without critical apps. 85% admit they would rather give up drinking water than delete all of their mobile apps.
What?
And then 18% of the French say they couldn't order dinner. Say they couldn't order dinner without an app. That blew me away, the 18% of French. That was kind of ridiculous. I've got some of the percentiles here. Spain ranks as the most app-reliant with 93% saying they couldn't go a full day. Half of the U.S. residents say they couldn't last just 4 hours without apps.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah. 72% say they use as many as 10 apps per day, and 2% in the global survey say they use more than 50 apps a day. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
This is why ooh, wow, Colby, use your words. What I'm about to say goes back to what I was saying about I wish they would have clarified a little more as far as what apps they're talking about. Like, it's just the fun ones or, like, the ones that come on all of the smartphones. I guess it doesn't really matter to all apps. Anyway, percentiles for basic things that you would be unable to do without apps. And it doesn't say, this is globally. So 48% of people surveyed say they couldn't check their email. 32% couldn't wake up in the morning. 23% wouldn't feel happy. 20% couldn't navigate to work. 20% global. Couldn't navigate to work. That blows my mind. 19% couldn't maintain their relationship. 13% couldn't find dates. 13% couldn't find dates. How are you finding dates? I don't want to know.
People are afraid of face-to-face confrontation nowadays. They're afraid of that in-your-face, no. Get away from me, creeper.
Yeah. I mean, 12% couldn't even order dinner without their app.
Yeah, that's bad.
And then 10% couldn't impress people.
It should also do this follow-up survey. How many of these people know the telephone book is, a map, like the paper fold-up map look like?
I don't use the telephone. Like, I refuse to use the telephone book.
But you know what it is.
I know what it is, but I'm not going to waste my time sitting there flipping through it trying to find something when I can just type it in, and then I could type it in and find it faster than I could even find the telephone book.
True.
But the other interesting part of the survey is they asked everybody in, all the different countries, what is the appropriate age for a kid to receive their first smartphone? Now, let me clarify, this is a smartphone, not just any phone. So with all these apps. Let's see, 75% say somewhere between 12 and 16. 2% of Germans say a one-year-old should have a smartphone.
All right. Starting 8%, that was really. Who are you going to call?
Yeah. 8% of Americans say the right age is 10, and 6% of the people in the U.S. and Spain said parents should wait until kids reach 18 before they get their first smartphone.
I'm more accessible.
What?
Getting out of the 10 to 12 range is fair enough. That's a good feel. I mean, I know that, the kids nowadays, they use their parents' cell phones. Smartphones, for games and movies and such to keep them occupied. So I can see that aspect of it. But if that's the case, give them a tablet. They don't necessarily need a phone.
Yeah, this is like giving a kid a smartphone, like, of their own. Like, here you go. Go use it. Make calls. Face chat.
Yeah.
Like, get on Twitter, because that'll do great for your ego. Like,
right.
I mean, I just thought that was really interesting. That was probably my favorite article from this week.
I also like
that kind of nerdy stuff.
Just to throw in a quick add-in, Do you nerd? Funny.
Never mind.
Give you guys a quick heads up for those of you out there that use like the social media hardcore. Facebook is changing their news feed, if you didn't know that already. The way that it's all set up. Yes, yet again, it's changing. I guess they must have a timer set for each time they make an add-on and a drastic change. It's like, oh, about that time again. It's just completely, everybody's getting used to how and things are going right now. So let's throw them a huge curveball, have them have to figure out something else as well. And in addition to the new news feed, they're also changing up, well, they're adding and enhancing their search engine, like the way that you look up, you know, friends that you already know, or potentially, you know, seek out others, like it's being more detail oriented. So if you don't want to be on the spot like that, you should, you know, tighten up your security purposes.
You and this right. Internet security stuff. I wish you went to school for it or something.
I did for technology security. I'm very knowledgeable in that field. Thank you very much.
Continue.
You know what? When all this happens and you need your stuff tightened up, guess who's not gonna help? Drew, I need you to help me. Please help. No. It's like, I wish I would have went to school to learn how to do this.
All right, go on. So how are we doing this? I'm listening. You've got my undivided whole attention.
So my efforts are not appreciated, so I'm done. If anybody else would like some advice, you could hit me up on Twitter. At Vibe in Rome, I'll gladly help you as long as you're not Kobe. So
lies. He's never on there.
I am on there quite frequently, thank you. And I can't believe you tried to get me on Instagram too. Look, one step at a time.
I mean, I think it'll be good. You should look into the Instagram since you apparently take pictures all the time. I do.
But see, I'm at the point, it's like, since I'm around technology all the time, I like putting my, like, turn off my computer. I love to turn off my phone. I can't really do that right now. And just go a few days without technology altogether. It's very, very soothing and relaxing. But you don't have to worry about people calling you. You don't have to worry about emails. You don't have to worry about this, that, and the other. You just chill, relax, enjoy life without, you enjoy life unplugged.
I agree. It is relaxing to turn all that off. Like, after the first couple days, it is. At first, you're like, oh, my God, I need my phone. Like, what's going on? I'm missing a bunch of stuff. Da, da, da. But once you, like, actually put down the phone, put down the computer, just kind of live for a little while without it.
And you, like, go outside. Like, whoa, there's a bright light bulb in the sky. Huh, didn't know that.
Right?
Floating
walk
cloud.
Out. You're like, oh, my God, Bert. It's cold out here. When did that happen?
Right. Let me check the app for that.
Exactly. I didn't know without my weather app.
Right.
Crazy. Well, let's take another music break. Ooh, I love this song. Well, I guess it's been out a little longer than I've known about it. Surprise, surprise. Totally love it, though. Like, it's probably a new favorite. But anyway, this is Wale. Bad featuring Tiara Thomas.
Monogamy or whatever you call it, I'm starting to think ain't for everybody. Most of us is rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it baby? I never made love, no, I never did. But if you know how to fuck, I'll be a bad girl. I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had missed you. I won't admit it. No, not having it, but at least I can admit that I'll be bad.
Welcome back to the race. I'm Colby, Cat5Colby on Twitter. You can find me here in the discussion. I'm talking.
Oh my goodness. Hurry up.
The hashtag, if you're listening, let us know. It's hashtag the race, or you could do hashtag Sixman Radio. That's the whole reason we're here. By the way, while I'm on the subject, happy official birthday. It's officially 1 year today, March 4th, 2012, that Six Man Radio began. Shout out to them, even though we celebrated it on Saturday, but, you know, whatever. Anyway, my co-host Jerome.
You said co-host best one more time to happen, all right? I am
Rome.
On Twitter at Vine and Rome. It's ViVinRome.
But KAT5COLBY is a little more important, just saying, because she's the host.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, she's a dick. In other news, I don't see why I can find.
Listen, you want me to add to this, and then you're like, no, I've got it. And then I start talking, and then you're like, oh, no, it's mine. And I'm like, no, it's fine. This is not working. True.
I'm ready for you to go on with your topic. I just ignored everything else you just said. Blah, 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 blah. All right,
I'm gonna ignore
so
that last part. So my story is about a guy, and I mean, as a dog owner, you, Jerome, will understand, and will say with me, I've got a dog too. You'll be mad like me, although kind of maybe, I don't know. Hold on. Mm-hmm. So this guy got mad at his dogs, and then he forced them to drink rum.
What?
Yeah. Of course he's in Florida. Of course.
Of course.
Fort Pierce.
Okay.
No. Yeah. He was angry at his pit bulls in a public park, so he physically abused him and then forced them to consume alcohol. The dude is 52 years old. And then when the cops went up and talked to him about it, he said that, and I quote, "If my dogs don't listen to me, then I'm going to put them in the ground." It's like, oh, so that's how you feel. Yeah,
right.
So he was charged on animal cruelty. And then when he was being booked, they found, like, pot. And,
lock him away.
So he was,
forever.
Yeah, I mean, at first when I read the headline was like Fort Pierce man charged with animal cruelty after kicking dogs, forcing them to drink rum. Well, okay, the headline I guess I saw on Twitter was just like man arrested for giving dogs rum or something like that, and I was like, wait, what?
Right.
But this is kind of bad, very bad.
It just goes to show that it's not the pit bulls, it's the owners.
Exactly. I'm so glad you mentioned that. There's been a lot going on locally here in Tallahassee as far as, like, well, my little circle of people, as far as, like, pit bulls and the discrimination towards them.
Mm-hmm.
It's rough.
They're aggressive dogs. It's all on the owner. If you raise your pit bull like I raise mine, you'll be awesome. Off-stop, doesn't crazy bite crazy people. No, loyal companion, man's best friend. But, yeah, this guy shouldn't leave you. And then his dog should be taken away from him, to be honest with you. I'm trying to see how the dog.
I'm sure they did that.
Yeah, like, but he should never feel out, like, how.
Oh, have pets again? Yeah, I would agree. But, yeah, they said, because they were called by somebody else, obviously, who saw them. I don't think the guy would call on himself. And they video recorded it, so there's no way he's getting away with it. But basically, he kicked them, and then he picked them up by their leashes and choked them, and then he poured the rum down there. So,
right.
Rough.
These pits may have not been too big, because pits get pretty big, and you said this guy's 50? Yeah.
52, yeah. Probably not. But, yeah, like you were saying about we both were saying about the discrimination, like, I mean, I'm, like, house hunting, apartment hunting right now, and I've got an American Bulldog, and just because he looks like a pit, he can't, like, most of the places are saying, no, you can't live here. And
right.
It really sucks. Like, I couldn't imagine having a pit and then trying to find a place, because even my place that I live now that allows.
I mean, you can find places, but they're not in, like, good neighborhoods. Like, oh, hole in the walls, or, like, far out in the country, away from the city, you know. It's really difficult. And then even, like, when I take my dog to the park, you know, I get a compliment, oh, he's such a beautiful dog, he's so well-mannered, he's so this, he's so this, he's this, so friendly. I'm like, yeah, yeah, what'd you expect? You expect him to be going around biting people? No.
Yeah. Or, like, when people come up and they're like, oh, that's such a cool-looking dog, he's so nice, what kind is he? Oh, Pitbull, oh. And then they try to walk away. And it's like, that's rude.
Right.
Don't ever do that. That is, like, ugh. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's like going up to somebody and being like, oh, like somebody coming up to me like, oh, you're white? No, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same thing, though. It is. Like, they can't help what breed they are.
Right. They just, it's all about how they're raised.
Mm-hmm. And then people are like, oh, well, to get away from that argument, they're like, oh, well, if somebody has a pit bull or an aggressive breed, by the way, mine is a Dalmatian and American bull mix. So they're like, yeah, that's two aggressive breeds, quote unquote. But I mean, he's like the chillest dog I've ever met.
Right. And but, you know, one of the reasons that they're labeled as aggressive breed is because they will defend their own territory.
Exactly.
So I feel like that whole aggressiveness is mislabeled because it's because they're defending what they think is theirs. It's not so much, oh, I'm going out and trying to conquer the world because that's what kind of animal I am. No, it's like, this is my little space. If you step in my space, I'm going to try to protect myself in my little, in the stuff that's in my space.
Exactly.
It's just like if somebody came up and invaded your personal space. How would you feel?
That's exactly right.
You feel very uncomfortable about it. If somebody was all in your face and was just like, oh, hi, how are you doing? You know, you'd be like, back up, move. You know. Some people may be aggressive. Others will probably cower and walk away. But
I used to be the type to cower and walk away. Not anymore, though.
I never
Not
see that.
Not much anymore. It was way before I knew you.
Yeah, must have been.
So, do you have any more stories that you'd like to share? Because I've got another one ready.
Trying to get off the topic. Yeah, people bash.
That's a very sensitive. Yeah, that's a very sensitive topic for the two of us.
Yeah, see how awesome I know some pit bulls can be. There is in other news, dealing with 911, a 911 dispatcher pleads with a nurse who refused to perform CPR. Did you take a look at that?
No, or? I saw the headline, and then I kept going.
Then you got back on Twitter. I understand.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, I don't know. All too well. Well, I'll go ahead and there was a lady that works in a nursing home, and she was saying that the facility's policies prevented the nurses from trying to give life-saving care to elderly women. So this lady, this older woman, was dying and needed CPR. And so the nurse did, she did call 911, but, you know, when asked to perform CPR, which she knew how to do, I want to say, she refused. So the lady ended up succumbing to whatever she was dying off in the first place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a lawsuit on that? I bet there will be.
There's not, because some of the residents are labeled like DNR, do not resuscitate. So,
oh, well, if she was labeled that, then.
But is it though, it's like, do you do what the law says, or you just go ahead and resuscitate it anyway, regardless of what they say?
I don't know. That's a rough one. Because I feel like do not resuscitate should be like, if it's already too late, you know?
Right.
Not just because I don't want to do it. So, you know?
Right. You'd think there would be like a fine line between all right, these are the circumstances in which you try to resuscitate, and then these are the circumstances in which you do not resuscitate.
But a little more general than that, because you know how things fall through the cracks if you're too specific.
Yeah. But I found that interesting.
Speaking of dead people, this is a great way to transition. What, did you have something to say?
No, go ahead.
Speaking of dead people, Michael Jackson.
What?
Isn't that horrible? Didn't they just say that?
Really?
Like, wasn't that terrible?
It's terrible.
Sorry.
What do you think of Michael Jackson now?
A smoking gun, air quotes, smoking gun, and air quotes, email allegedly connecting a concert promoter to MJ. I'm just going to call him MJ. Michael Jackson's just a lot to say for me right now. MJ's death. was revealed this week as a judge unsealed documents in the wrongful death lawsuit filed by his mother and children. So Dr. Conrad Murray, he's already in jail because of all of this, right?
Right.
Yes. So his, okay, he has to do with this. That's why I'm bringing him up. MJ died actually on my birthday, June 25th. That's the only way I know when he died. But he died like 2 weeks before his This Is It concert series came out. Well, it was, you know, in line to start. And the promoting company was AEG Live. It would have debuted in London in 2009. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. They were apparently working with Conrad Murray, Dr. Conrad Murray. I guess you need a doctor in there, don't you? Kind of keeping him on track, on keeping tabs on him, kind of making him do whatever they wanted him to do, even though he was already in, like, a poor state. So basically the gist of this article is saying that this AEG company, AEG, that's hard to say, AEG Live. Whew,
there
you go. All right. They put pressure on Murray to have him ready, to have Michael Jackson ready for daily rehearsals, even though he wasn't really in the state to be doing all of that.
Uh-huh.
And basically that pressure that they were putting on him is what led him to overdose him on surgical anesthetic. Boom, boom, pow, there it is, he's dead.
All right, so this affects who? Just Michael's mother?
What?
I said, so all that being said, MJ's mind charges? Yeah.
What?
After all that stammering you just did, you have the nerve to try to get to my case? You know what? Don't worry about it. I'm not going to comment on it.
Good, because I still don't know what you said.
No, I was saying, since all this comes to the light, you know, what's going to happen now? You know?
They don't know yet. They're pretty much revisiting it.
R.I.P. means rest in peace. That means let, you know, say what you gotta say at the funeral and, you know, call it a day.
But, I mean, this is something, like, I get that they want to, you know, figure out what happened. Duh. Like, you don't want to put the wrong guy behind bars, and you don't want to, like, not walk
if
up.
That's the case, he is behind bars, so it's like, all right. And this is how long after this?
You know how we worked only, like, you know, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
You know how we work, though? Like, this cold, we want to know everything, all the little dirty details.
Well, it should have came out 2.5 years ago.
True.
Shake my head. So, I have a question for you.
What's that?
Where is your stance on females, I guess, crossing, not really crossing the line, but becoming more involved in, male-dominated fields? Because I have an article for that.
Such as football?
Yes, such as football. How did you know?
Because I saw that article and I was going to talk about it too, but I didn't really know enough about it, so I just kind of kept going.
Well, let me go ahead and...
No. You asked me a question, let me answer. I think it's awesome. There's all this movement going on with, let me finish. There's all this movement going on with females in the military doing more and doing combat stuff. And I think it's awesome. But I wish that they could, you know, like, not get hurt like this chick did and actually make it through. But go on with your story.
All right. Well, Lauren Silverman as the first female to enter the NFL Combine. Now, she's not, you know, a big, beefy linebacker or a big, beefy lineman. Not familiar how familiar you are with the positions at football. But she was going into the Combine for as a kicker. Now, for those of you that don't know what combine is, pretty much NFL tryout, where they rate you on skills and, you know, the various teams see what kind of, see what you got and, you know, pretty much see if they want you or not. Make sense? So.
Yes.
She was a former soccer player, which is why she, you know, opted to combine to be a kicker. And there are three different kinds of kickers. Try to make this quick and easy. Do you know what the three types of kickers are?
Nope.
So hush. The three types of kickers in football, American football, that is, they are the kickoff kicker. They'll kick the ball off to start of the game, change it to, at the change of a score, beginning at halftime. You have the punter, pretty self-explanatory, punts the ball when need be. And you have the field goal kicker, a more accurate kicker that kicks field goals. So she was trying out for all of them. And
she basically got two kicks into it and hurt herself.
Oh, excuse me. I thought you didn't read about it. Or you didn't want to cover
it. I heard about it. I read it. I just didn't know enough about it. But you got through the basics. Good job.
All right. She injured her leg on the first kick, and on the second kick, after the second kick, she just called it quits because of her injury. She had a quad injury, and the ball didn't go that far.
Well, it's because she hurt herself. The first time
right.
It only went, like, 19 feet, and then I think, what, like, 13? Or is it yards? I don't remember.
It was yards. Football's yards. Get it together. So, yeah, 19 yards. Not that impressive.
But if she
all.
Hurt herself, don't hate on her. She hurt
She's
herself.
Soccer
that's
player.
Why. She would have been awesome if she hadn't done that.
Right. But, you know, it's a milestone in the right that she is the first one to actually be given the chance to actually show what ladies can do.
This is true. You go, girl.
Yeah. After the kick, she went to the sideline. Sleep the trainer and throw in the towel.
Yep. Just a reminder, you can call in and put in your 2 cents and hit on Jerome along with me at 646-478-3599. There will be a prompter that will tell you can press 1 at any time to join in the conversation. Or you don't have to hit on him. You can hit on me. That's fine. I can take it.
No, she can't. She's okay. I'm taking it easy on her. I don't feel like crying on the phone online on the show.
Here's an interesting yet sad yet you don't know how to react type story.
Know how to react to it.
Like, it's really sad, but on the other hand, you're just kind of like, what? An Indonesian woman, drowned her 9-year-old son in the bath, claiming she was worried that his small penis would affect his prospects for the future. Sit on that for a second.
Let that marinate. How old was the
woman? Drowned her 9-year-old. Part of me is like, wait a minute, 9 years old, you ought to be big enough and like strong enough to be able to fight off of that, but maybe not. I don't know. I don't know his story, but yeah, she drowned him because he just wasn't well endowed enough.
How long do you think a 9-year-old should be? Like, really?
Exactly. I don't know. Yeah, she's 38, so she would have been 29 when she had him, so that's all right. She's not, like, unreasonable. It's not like she was super young or anything.
9 years old.
Yeah. She said, this poor kid, like, not only is he dead, but now they're putting information about his junk online for everyone to read.
That's a shame.
She says that he had a small penis prior to being circumcised, but that it shrunk further after the operation. And then she drowned him because she just, I guess, thought that she did bad for him.
She wants to get the kid circumcised. Golly.
Yeah.
That is just sad.
So, yeah. So she drowned her son in the bathtub, and then she dressed him, laid him on a bed, and then went to the police. They call it a police office. Is that right? Police? No, police station.
There
to report her crime. Yeah. Well, it says police office. That's why I was like, wait a minute, what? That's wrong. But yeah.
You're wrong.
No. Oh, here's something funny. Literally just saw this. To pick me up after people killing their kids. Charlie Sheen is Lindsay Lohan's mentor.
Oh, man. What a horrible mentor. A horrible choice.
How fitting is this?
It is fitting.
They've got a close relationship, but there's nothing romantic going on. It was in an exclusive.
Hope.
Yeah, right. He's got plenty of other women for that, remember?
Right.
In an exclusive statement to TMZ, Sheen admitted his past experiences make him the perfect mentor for Lohan, who, of course, has been battling legal problems and substance abuse problems. So he said, I have a kinship with somebody, meaning Lohan, who clearly needs a mentor, whether she wants one or not. In other words, Sheen's like, you're getting a mentor, and I'm it, and you're going to be great because of my influence.
Who's his mentor? He needs a mentor, too. Who's mentoring him?
Right?
It's not like he's the shining star and say,
Oh, and he ends the statement with, I love her, I respect her, and I've never laid a finger on her that wasn't on film. I feel like there should be a wink in there. How you like me now, America?
Right?
Oh, man.
Kind of film. Porn is considered film.
They may or may not have had some sort of sexual relations, but it was caught on film, so it's all good.
Exactly. Well, film. Does that make it okay? It was on film?
No, it doesn't.
I was going to say, if that's the case, then that porn star, Miss Delaware, should have been okay then. It was on film.
Good point.
Okay,
let's
guys.
Let's go to another music break. This is Titanium.
Talking gotta grind, won't stop. Hustle, won't quit. Shine like no other idea or some other shit. I got a high-priced lifestyle, super bad bitch. If I want it, bet I got it. If I don't bet, all I gotta do is go. Hit, stay up on my business. Fall till I fall.
Say what?
Drop until I finish. I dare go. Stay up out of here. I'm living, yeah. Killing, second million, yeah. Every day above ground, all I wanna do is fall. Put my money over bitches, put my hustle over all. Louis down to the draw. Louboutin kit, got a mad hat, a swagger bitch, a stupid dumb shit. With a group of young bitches and they stupid dumb shit. I'm the marathon man, all I do is run shit. A sophisticated kind of dick, superficial, still official, multi-million dollar shit. Money is the object, hot shit. Bitch, I got a sauna on my arm. Six figure with no diamond, rich and million, Bosch and run. They just talk about they got it, I'm the upper echelon. No, bitch, I'm about that action, you can go on with the combo. I done done more than you dream about. It's your dream, bitch, in your dream house. Whole lean passing them beans out. With a bag through the whole team high. Gone, boy, I get clean back. Bro, you know me, you know I be. Second that door, that's all I see. I-G-O-G-E-D-I-D.
Grind won't stop.
Stop.
Hustle won't quit.
Shine like no other idea or some other shit. I got a high-priced lifestyle. Super bad bitch.
Okay.
If I want it, bet I got it. If I don't bet, all I gotta do is go.
I real life, but late night, get shit fake when I take flight. I get paid, no sick days, my outfit on switchblade. Don't sniff, yay, but I blow drone, bankroll on loco. Still ride with that 4-4, but don't let my P.O. know. Bad white bitch, super thick, I'm icy, she Coco. She got another bitch, just other bitch, her ass fat, face so-so. No paper trail, no phone call, no emails, no photos. Jet back shot with that fat button, low blow, hit butts in slow-mo. Hey, purple label, polo, and it's cool, that's all I do. Man, I strive to roll my denim in them new Margiela shoe. Man, we be cool and we just poly. Oh, margarita, molly, and the strongest pack around. Buffin' shot, they out in Maui. We menage for our hobby. We kick it how we kick it. No, you envy how I'm living. Shit, just can't resist it. Can't get the million back my business. Bro, you know me, you know I be. Second that door, that's all I see. I-G-O-G-E-D-I-D. Grind won't stop.
Stop.
Hustle won't quit.
Shine like no other hobby or some other shit. I got a high-priced lifestyle. Super bad bitch.
Okay.
If I want it, bet I got it. If I don't get all I gotta do is go. Stay up on my bitch. Fall till I fall. Lost until I finish. I dare go. Stay up on my bitch.
Okay.
I live in just a kill. It's second million to the ceiling. And I dare go.
Welcome back to Six Man Radio, well, to The Race on Six Man Radio. I'm Colby. You can find me on Twitter at Cat5Colby, K-T-5-C-O-O-B-Y.
And this is Rome. Thank you very much. You're awesome, Colby. Rome, you can find me on Twitter at Vibe in Rome. That's V-I-V-I-N-R-O-N-E.
Yeah, I've been having a hard time using my words today.
Oh, appreciate it. Sorry.
That was for me. Fail button. I'm not doing well. Anyway, you said that you've got a story for us.
I do. Something I was discovered last night. So Orlando is enforcing the slogan, you know, tobacco-free Florida. And they're doing this by, like, the Orlando Sentinel. There's two ways.
All of Florida, not just Orlando. But go on.
You know, this is my topic. If you would like to speak on a topic, you can surely find a topic of your own to chime in on anytime you feel. But until I'm still on my topic.
Aren't we snippy?
What? Like I was saying, tobacco-free Florida. So they're, they, you made me lose track of what I was saying. they're reiterating that by, like, for at least for the Orlando area, they, for like the Orlando Sentinel, anybody that, any employees or future employees that use tobacco products like chew or cigarettes or even like some people like enjoying cigars on the weekend, they're doing screenings to, you know, eradicate the use of tobacco, at least within their company. And I say citywide because they're trying to put into motion of people not using tobacco products at parks, public parks and recreation, anything they can control, so to speak. So if you're in the Orlando area, look forward to some cleaner air as far as less tobacco, secondhand smoke.
Well, that was lovely. Good job. We seem to have a caller. Caller, you're live on the race. Who are we talking to?
You are talking to the one and only Rodzilla.
Well, Mr. Rodzilla, how are you doing? We're doing well.
I'm all right, man. I just, you know, I figured I'd surprise y'all and just, you know, call in and say what's up. What's happening?
I love it. Thank you.
It. Of course.
What's going on? I kind of been in and out all evening because I was trying to figure out how to sign up for Blog Talk Radio, but it wasn't working. So what I missed?
You missed a lot. Yeah.
Like the entire show, huh?
Basically. We were just talking about cleaner air and tobacco-free Florida and how it affects more than just where Jerome is.
That's true. That's true.
It's not all that. He hasn't learned that yet.
You can listen to our show after the fact, you know. You don't always have to listen to our show live.
Wait, say what?
The link is live for forever and always. So if you missed the show or if you want to come back and listen or catch up or whatever, the link will work for I don't know how long, but a while, a long time.
I just want to be on the radio.
Yeah, that works too.
That does work too. Appreciate you calling in, Mr. Rodzilla.
Oh, yeah, not a problem. Y'all have a fantastic night.
You too, and thank you again for calling in.
Absolutely.
I love when people call in.
I love it. It's awesome.
Oh, man. Well, I feel like, I think anyway, we got through the whole show for once without any technical difficulties. Granted, I had problems speaking, and so did you throughout a lot of it. But for once, like, we were all here.
Doing it all by yourself.
What?
I did it, so don't worry about it.
What did you just say?
I don't repeat myself. You should know this by now.
That's fine. It's why the link works for forever.
Yeah.
So I'll get back at you.
So if you want to hear what I said already, check the link and, you know, listen that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of us. We finally made it through. And thank you to everybody who's been listening and calling in and even listening after the fact. Like I said, the link's good for a long time, so I keep it in my Twitter bio if you can't find it. I keep it in there at least until Wednesday, so you can check me out.
Okay, is it considered a violation of Twitter policy, I guess you could say, to have that
etiquette,
on
Twitter etiquette.
Yeah, etiquette, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
You know, since you're my co-host, I guess I'll allow it.
I thought you talked about this already.
No, you've talked about this. We haven't talked about anything. You've talked and I've ignored. That's how this works.
All right. So are you going to start mentioning it again or are you just going to have to keep saying it over and over and over? You like to hear your voice.
And? What's your point?
soul.
I'm brilliant. I love hearing myself speak.
Why can't you lose your
I did once. It was the worst week of my life.
Glorious time. Silence.
You wouldn't want me to lose my voice, though, because you couldn't do this all day long.
So true. What?
What?
I was talking. Tried to talk over me, so I didn't hear what you said.
I do that sometimes. I said you wouldn't want me to lose my voice because you couldn't do this all by your lonesome.
I think I could. I think I could share fairly well. Not to say
I
that you should
fall flat
on
your face.
Never that.
Never that. Okay. But, one more time, happy birthday to 6 May Radio. I'm glad we're part of it. Thank you. And
yeah, thank you, Melody. Really appreciate
it. Great, Simon. We hit, not we, our show, but like 6 Man Radio as a whole hit, I think, 500,000 pretty recently. So that's awesome. 500,000 listeners. It's a great thing to be a part of. Yeah.
Moving up in the world.
Yeah, right? But I guess that was all for tonight.
Yeah.
Glad you agree. Everyone have a great night. And listen back.
Check out next week. 7 o'clock, same time, same place.
Yep. Same time, same place. Y'all have a good night.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter an industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking,
don't
and I'm saying, keep it as a reminder. Never stay loyal, never dishonor. Games didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we're looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Time is now no longer, can I stand any more stolen? Understand you possess the consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older.
That's why we have a training.